Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk a little bit more about the unusual tactic that the Democratic Party used during the Republican primaries. We've talked about it a little bit on the channel, but to go over it real quick, the Democratic Party spent tens of millions of dollars to, well, kind of help out Trumpists. They helped far-right candidates in their primary, so the Democratic candidate would be in a better position to win the general election. That was a tactic that met with a lot of skepticism. The one that I highlighted was Maryland, because it was just such a pronounced difference when it came to the way you would expect the election to go afterward. The Democratic Party elevated a man named Cox, and who has been described as, quote, a Q whack job. The Democratic nominee is Wes Moore. He's a veteran and a literal Rhodes Scholar. I said at the time that I didn't like early predictions, but I was fairly certain that Moore was going to do all right. He is currently not just up by double digits, he is up by more than 20 points. It has definitely paid off there. That strategy, that tactic, worked there. They did it in a few other places. In New Hampshire, there were two congressional candidates and one senatorial candidate. It looks like it worked there as well. In Illinois, it was done with the governor's race, and the incumbent Democrat is now up by double digits there. There are two more locations, Michigan and Nevada, that are a little bit more competitive. It looks like they have the edge, but they're not as pronounced as the other races. The polling isn't as clear. Now, Republicans are obviously not going to be happy with how this worked out. Their plan was to ignore the more openly authoritarian, the Trumpists, and promote candidates that were a little bit more polished. They knew the right things to say, and more importantly, what not to say, and they would still support that same authoritarian agenda. And they were hoping that they could get those candidates past the voters.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
They probably would have got away with it too if it weren't for those meddling Dems. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.